The Office of Personnel Management has a list of 25 different conferences that comply with federal training regulations. Dan Waddell is Director of Government Affairs for the cybersecurity nonprofit ISC Squared. OPM just added their fourth annual Security Congress event to its list of approved conferences. Dan, congratulations on that. How did you qualify the Security Congress to make sure that it got on OPM's list? Thanks for being on the program today.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Francis. Thanks for having me. Yeah, this is a process that started a few months ago when we reached out to OPM and said, you know, what do we need to do to get this? Obviously, it's pretty important to have OPM's stamp of approval on it. What we did was we sent them, obviously, our agenda, our speakers, what we had created up to that point, just as much information on the actual Congress as we could. And what they did was they evaluated it for competencies such as how many people, logistical considerations, is this relevant, are folks actually going to be able to learn from the topics that you're presenting. And we got the approval just a few weeks ago, and certainly we're really excited about that, and we're looking to follow that same process for our next conferences next year, the Cybersecure Gov in 2015 here in D.C., and then our 2015 Congress next fall.
When you looked at the landscape of training that is offered for federal people in the area of cybersecurity, what did you see that was lacking that you thought gave you a space?
Well, I really think for us, what we really try to do is kind of cover as many bases as we can. So we've got over 80 different sessions that cover a number of different tracks around cloud security, malware, application security, healthcare forensics, and so on. So I think, you know, being able to offer a diverse portfolio of offerings really fits in well, and I know that obviously it's a big challenge to kind of get a spot here with everybody else and the tight dollars that we're looking at. But really, I think the good news is everybody's been talking about the need for a while that we need training, and I think the folks that control the purse strings are starting to listen. And also, we're aware that money's always going to be tight. So, again, I think offering that wide range of relevant topics really kind of hits the mark. And we got some really good feedback based on our conference last year. And it's a great way to get CPEs. I mean, that's really the members that we have in this area. We've got 16,000 members here in the greater Washington area, over 100,000 globally. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for those CPEs to help maintain those credentials.
How do you see the landscape of training in the federal space evolving, given where we are with conference scandals, tighter budgets overall, with spending down, especially for training? I heard of one agency where their training budget is down 90-some percent since 2010. So obviously that's a place where people are trying to find savings by cutting training. What does that mean for somebody like you that wants to provide these services for government?
You've got to get a little creative, Francis. I mean, obviously, you know, this Congress is in Atlanta, so it may not be the best opportunity for folks around the Beltway. So what we've done is we've tried to come up with some local events as well. You know, I mentioned the Cybersecure Gov that we're going to have in May. And that really making it very easy for folks just to hop on the metro and go to a 2 or 3 day event. And again, being able to offer a lot of different topics, they can kind of pick and choose which ones they want to go to. Maybe they can't attend the whole time, but just offering some different options so they can be flexible. Because again, the budgets are tight, so you need to have some options.
Those options can come in a number of different forms, too. I see that you have an online version of the Security Congress program. Are there other ways that you expect to see the training landscape evolve in the coming years? We're already seeing webinars and other types of training applications that are becoming more popular.
Yeah, we're certainly looking to do the online thing with the conferences, and now we're actually doing some mobile apps and things. But, you know, as far as training goes, we're definitely seeing a lot more requests for the online versions of our training. So we've kind of adopted a bit of a hybrid model whereas before, you know, if you wanted to take an ISC Squared training class, you know, you'd have to come into one of our training centers, or possibly we could come to you in a classroom type setting. And certainly we can still do that, and we have a lot of folks that like to do that. But for those that can't, I think offering an online opportunity addresses the budget need, and it can get a lot more folks engaged online, and they can kind of pick and choose their times based on their availability and their busy schedule and things like that.
My guest is Dan Waddell of ISC Squared. The ISC Squared Security Congress just added to OPM's list of approved conferences. As we see training continue to get cut, and as we can, as we see the need for training continue to increase, how do you believe that training, not just the delivery of it and not just the way that people want to learn, but how do you see the demand for it changing? I have HR people tell me all the time, we need better training vehicles, we need better training tools for our employees, but of course the resources for that to happen are not coming down the pike, and it's almost as though the whole concept that we hear in government all the time of more with less is being pushed down to the training level too. Is that a fair assessment, do you think, Dan?
Yeah, I think it's fair, but I think, you know, I think we have to realize the shift in the training requirements, whereas maybe 5-10 years ago, you know, your typical training program in a government agency consisted of a very generic high-level PowerPoint one-hour class, which, you know, may have introduced some concepts, but, you know, to really call that training, I think it's an insult. I think what you're going to see now is the need for some really deep dive specialized training. So, you know, certainly from an ISC Square perspective, you know, we're not the only game in town. We've always preached that, you know, you need the Cisco folks and the Juniper folks, et cetera. But, you know, we've started to dive a little bit deeper into concentrations such as forensics, such as healthcare, so that if you've got that specialized training need, we can kind of adapt and come up with something that really meets your need. So I think, you know, the important thing is for the agencies to really do that requirements analysis up front to find out what's your mission, what's your focus, what exactly are your training needs, and then we can certainly work with you to customize something.